Tom King back here. We are at halftime at the Bunta Bowl in Appleton, just off the campus of Lawrence University, as the Wausau Lumberjacks lead here over the Appleton West Terriers 21-3. Let's recap the scoring after the teams traded turnovers. Lumberjacks forced a punt and got the football and marched it down the field, and they scored on a 23-yard touchdown pass from Bryce Woodmark to Jake Justison, the 5-11 mark of the first quarter. The extra point made it 7-0. East added another score at the 1:39 mark of the first quarter, a 6-yard touchdown run by Brennan Becker. The extra point made it 14-0. And they added another score through the air at the 6:58 mark of the second quarter, a 6-yard touchdown pass from Widmark to Cam Gritzmacher. The extra point made it 21-0. Aiden Schein recovered a fumble for the Lumberjacks in the first half of play. Matt Grady had a blocked punt. Statistically, Brennan Becker, 18 carries for 113 yards unofficially on the ground for Becker. Matt Grady had 4 carries for 15 yards. 16 yards for Grady. And Widmark lost 1 on 1 carry, 128 net yards for the Lumberjacks in this first half. Widmark, 11 of 17 through the air, a touchdown and 2 interceptions. Receiving, Tim Nass, 3 catches for 29 yards. Chris Walker had 3 catches for 23 and a touchdown. Jake Justison, 3 catches and 44 yards and a touchdown. Becker, 1 catch from -1. Marquardt, 1 catch for -1. 94 net yards through the air for the Lumberjacks in the first half. For Appleton West, rushing, it was Zarensky, 19 yards on 3 carries. Flores, 4 carries for 14. Larson, 3 carries for 12. The quarterback, Herbst, 2 carries for 3 yards. 48 net yards on the ground for Appleton West. Herbst was 3 of 10 through the air for 38 yards. Reeder, 2 catches for 33. Flores, 1 catch for 5. And that's where we stand at halftime. The Lumberjacks leading by a score of 21-3. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get you set for the second half kickoff. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here in Appleton as we get set for the second half kickoff. Lumberjacks leading here 21-3. And East will get the football to begin the second half. They won the opening coin flip and deferred to the second half. So East will be able to see what they can do. They moved the ball pretty well there in the middle of that first half, from about midway through the first quarter to most of the second quarter, although they had a chance to move down the field near the end of the second quarter and maybe score again, or at least keep Appleton West from getting the ball back. A penalty killed that drive, and then Bryce Woodmark threw an interception that allowed Appleton West to have a short field. They were able to take it down and get a field goal near the end of the first half, and that's where we stand here, 21-3. Appleton West down the sideline. East was a bit late getting out of the locker room here and back out on the field for this second half of football. It really is a nice night for football, not too hot. Players aren't going to cramp up in this kind of weather, that's for sure. It's cooling off, going to be down probably in the low 50s, going to get down to the 40s before we're done here tonight. That's almost perfect football weather, isn't it? As the fall has arrived here in Wisconsin. You mentioned the volleyball team coming up with that win over Wausau West last night. Also, the boys' soccer team came up short. They've been in a little bit of a funk here lately. They lost to Appleton Xavier yesterday 3-2. Girls' tennis team got a victory. They're beating Marshfield 4-3. And the girls' swim team keeps on rolling. Derek Steinke's girls beat Wisconsin Rapids last night by a score of 123-47. So congratulations to them. And as we mentioned, the volleyball team beat West, and they are ranked 10th in the state now. Ken Zarovsky's bunch playing very good volleyball so far this fall. All right, I think we're almost close to both teams being ready to go here and begin the second half of football. Lumberjack Football is brought to you in part by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses with convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau, and also by the Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Not quite sure what the holdup is here. These officials are giving these teams a lot of time to mess around here before we get the second half kickoff underway. Now they have moved to the center of the field with the football, and both teams getting final instructions, and we'll get set to go. If you're the Lumberjacks, obviously you'd like nothing better than to march it right down and put another score on the board and really take the Terriers out of this game. I think one more score would end Appleton West's thoughts about getting back into this football game. They just don't have an explosive enough offense to come back from a three-score deficit, I don't think. At least they haven't shown it this year yet. Both of these teams were 0-3 coming into tonight's action. All right, both teams out of the field. And Jake Justison will drop back deep for the Lumberjacks. Connor Larson will kick off. He's not the guy that kicked the field goal. But he will kick off here, straight ahead kicker, so you expect it to probably be a short one. And it is going to be a short kick. It's going to bounce, and it's going to go out of bounds. Very short of the 25-yard line. So East will get good field position here. They'll take the football at the 35-yard line. They're talking to the Lumberjacks about what they want to do here. They're going to make him kick it again. You know, you don't have a kicker who can boom it, why not? You're probably going to get better field position than the 35 in this scenario, so make him kick it again. And if nothing else, one of the up men can grab it and maybe pick up some yardage. So they'll move him back to the 35-yard line where they'll kick it from now. Justison will move up between the 15 and 20 now to take this kick, but Larson's kick only flew about 30 yards before it went out of bounds. He'll try it again. This is a little better, straight down the middle of the field, takes a bounce, grabbed by Justison out across the 30, 35, 40, and then he's knocked down at about the 42, so they picked up about 7 yards on that exchange. And that is where the Lumberjacks will start, first and 10 from their own 42. Brennan Becker was the guy who carried a lot of the load in the first half, unofficially 113 yards on 18 carries. And he is in the backfield with Widmark here. They send Gritzmacher and Wilson wide to the right. They've got Tim Nassau wide left. Justison is away here. And Becker is behind Widmark out of the gun. Man in motion is Justison. They're going to play action. They set up a screen. It's wide open. Becker grabs it. He gets it out across the 40. Makes a move and then knocked out of bounds. That took a long time to develop, so he was only able to pick up about 6 or 7 on that naked screen to Brennan Becker. And a pickup of, call it 6, second down and 4. Back to the line they come. Widmark got a pistol again. It's direct snap this time to Becker straight ahead. Not much there. Short of midfield. Maybe picked up 2.5. But there's a flag down. And it looks like it might be against Appleton West. Could be a face mask call against Appleton West, and that'll be first down yardage for the Lumberjacks. So just 2 yards out of the carry, but tack on an extra 5 on the penalty. That's enough for a first down into Appleton West territory at the 41. first down east at the 10 or 41-yard line. Widmark yells out the play to his receivers. Nass left, Gritzmacher right, under center this time. Widmark takes the snap inside, handoff. Oh, not much there for Becker. He got stood up and driven backwards after a pickup of only about a yard. In on that hit for Appleton West was Dominic Thompson. Thompson submarined Becker down low. Well, they didn't give him much of a mark there. Call it a half a yard pickup, maybe one. Second down and a long nine. Widmark out of the gun here. And he wants to throw a straight drop. He has time. Now rolls out, looking, still looking, throws it down the field. He's got a man. Gritzmacher goes up, can't make the grab. Knocked away at the last minute by Kevin Artisan. And once again, Widmark was late getting the ball there. Gritzmacher was open. The pass was a little bit high. He went up and almost grabbed it. If Widmark throws that pass sooner, Artisan doesn't get there to knock that away. Third down and long now. Third down and about nine. Widmark's got all kinds of time to throw here. And that time there were two receivers in the general area of that pass as well. All right, four receivers in the pattern here. Third down and a long nine. Widmark wants to throw. Here comes a blitz. They pick it up. Widmark rolls out. Now he's in trouble. Now he throws it up for grabs and out of bounds. Throws it as he got hit that time. And it's fourth down and the first punt of the night probably coming up for the Lumberjacks. I say probably because remember, Widmark is the punter and he could certainly throw out of this formation if he was so inclined. Standing at his own 40 though, they've got to get all the way down to the 36 or so of Appleton West for a first down. They'll probably punt it away, leading 21-3 here. He's able to get it away. It's a high wobbling punt. Good. Bounce it about the 10-yard line. He goes out of bounds there. Good punt by Widmark that time. They're going to mark it out at the 10. So that will be a good punt for Widmark. And Appleton wants back up to their own 10-yard line to begin here in the second half. 10:36 to play third quarter. Lumberjacks leading 21-3. Ethan Herbst, the quarterback for Appleton West. 6 foot, 180-pound sophomore. Wide receivers, two to the left, two to the right. Herbst going to work out of the gun here. Standing at his own 5-yard line. The snap, he's going to take it and run it right up the middle, and he is going to be dropped after a short gain. Maybe got it out to the 12. Call it a pickup of about two on the carry for Herbst. Second down at 8. They huddle up. East football brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. The pistol once again, Herbst. Wants to throw. There was movement there. They're going to bring that back. The center was late getting that snap away. All of the receivers had moved before the snap. It'll be a legal procedure. That'll back them up. And they will mark that off back inside the 10 to about the 7. Second and 13 now for Appleton West. Two receivers split out wide, left, two to the right once again. Herb standing at about his own 2-yard line, taking this snap. They hand off. There was a hole there for a moment. He closed quickly, getting it out to the 10. On the carry was Connor Larson. Pickup of maybe 3, and it'll be third down and 10 now for the Terriers from their own 10-yard line. Clock moving, 9:05 to play here in the third quarter. brings them to the line. He's out of the gun. Two receivers once again, right and left, man in motion this time, left to right. Herps wants to throw. He's being rushed, avoids the sack, throws. He's got a man, that's Reader, wide open in the middle of the field, and he breaks tackle, still on his feet, and finally tripped up across the 25 to about the 28, 20 for the first down. Pickup of about 18 on the pass and catch to Matt Reader, his third catch of the night. And it's a first down for the Terriers at the 28. One of the Lumberjacks had a shot at Hurst. They had a 2-yard line, couldn't wrap him up. Out of the pistol once again, man in motion. This time they hand him off, they want to try to sweep around the right side. That's cut off, he cuts it back. Positive yardage out to about the 35. That's a pickup of about 7 on the carry for Zaremski. And it'll bring up a second down and about 3. East football brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives fast with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Wausau East Sports. Once again, Zaremski comes in motion. Now he stops. They're going to try the inside handoff this time. Not much there. Short of the first down, maybe only to the 36. Call it a pickup of 1, maybe, on the carry for Larson. It's going to be 3rd down and 2. So big play right here for Appleton West if they want to keep this drive alive and try to get back into this thing. Lumberjacks leading 21-3, 7:16 to play here, 3rd quarter. Two receivers right, 2 left once again. Zaremski comes in motion. They're going to play action. Herps wants to throw. He's looking. He's got a man. That's Reader. It's over his head. Incomplete. Through and high. Becker nailed Reader as the pass got there. And it's incomplete. Reader was open. Herps airmailed a little bit. The incomplete. And it's 4th down and 1. And looks like they will punt it away. Or at least line up to punt it away. So the Lumberjack defense able to stiffen and keep Appleton West from a 1st down pending the putt here. Reader takes his receiving gloves off to punt. East has blocked 1 punt so far. Now a short stand, a fake punt. They want to throw it. It's picked off. Reuben Becker running it back the other way. Inside the 25, the 20, down to the 15, and Reader, the punter, makes the tackle. It was a fake punt, direct snap to the up man who threw a pass. Brennan Becker picked it off and runs it back. And they're going to mark it at about the 15-yard line. So the Lumberjacks are in business here. And really, down 21-3 midway through the 3rd quarter, I don't blame Appleton West for trying a fake punt there. It's just that East had it well-defensed, and Becker was right there to step in front of the intended receiver, pick it off, and run it back the other way. So now, Widmark, this is the formation they started the game with. 2 wings to the left in the Becker. Now, Widmark wants to throw. They're going to loft it up into the end zone for Gritsmacher. Makes the catch. The coverage was there. Gritsmacher makes the catch for the touchdown. A fade pattern to the back of the end zone. And they like that play. They think Gritsmacher can outjump most people who are defending him. Widmark put it up where only Gritsmacher could go get it. Actually, the Appleton Westman really never turned his head back to find the football. He was there. The coverage wasn't bad. Gritsmacher just went up and jumped over the top of it and made the catch, and it's 27-3. A 15-yard touchdown pass from Widmark to Gritsmacher. His second catch, touchdown catch for the night. Widmark's extra point is up, and it is good. 28-3 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Cameron Gritsmacher with his second touchdown catch of the night, this one from 15 yards out. And it is 28-3 Lumberjacks. Bryce Widmark is now 13 out of 21. three touchdown passes and two interceptions tonight for Widmark. And now he will kick it off. He also has kicked four extra points in the game as well. Kicks away, and it's a good one. Line drive all the way back to the 1 yard line. Bobble there, picked up by Flores. He brings it ahead across the 10. He's got a lane down the far sideline, and he's going to be knocked down at about the 40 to 41 yard line. Marco Flores, 5'5", 135 pounds, but boy, is he fast. He came out of the locker room at halftime running next to his lineman, and he really looks small out there, but he's quick, and he got a lane down the far side of the field that time and took it all the way out to the 42-yard line. That's a return of about 41 yards. He took that at about the 1, actually bottled it there, and then brought it out. First and 10 for Appleton West from the 41-42 yard line. Out of the gun, Herbst wants to throw. And it's another interception back the other way. Here they come. This is Corey Cornelier, and he takes it all the way down inside the 15 to about the 14-yard line. And there really wasn't anybody with an orange jersey anywhere in the vicinity of that pass. I don't know if somebody missed an assignment or missed a route or something, but Cornero was really the only one there, and he makes the interception. And East once again with a short field to work with. First and 10, the ball on the 14-yard line of Appleton West. .626 to play here, third quarter. Lumberjacks leading 28-3. And a chance to put some more on the board. Widmark out of the gun. They're going to hand it off to Becker right up the middle. He's got a hole powering down inside the 10 to about the 8. It'll be short of the first down. Picked up about 7 on the carry. And it brings up a second down and about 3, maybe 4, long 3. Widmark running over to the sideline to get the play this time. What he does is comes back and yells a color and a number, which they have on their wristbands. That's a pretty good way of getting plays in and out, I think. Widmark wants to throw. Slant pattern incomplete. He now flies in. That's going to be interference, as it was. See who that is. Trying to get it to Patrick Reif on a slant pattern inside the 5 yard line. He was held. It's going to be a penalty against the Terrors. And they're still talking about it here, what they want to do. Obviously, you're going to take that penalty. Pass interference is the call, and they mark it down inside the 5 to about the 3 yard line. It's going to be first down, first and goal from the 3 for the Lumberjacks. Double wing left this time for East. Widmark hands it off to Becker. They run that side. He bounces it outside and goes into the end zone untouched for a touchdown. Becker just continued to bounce that one outside, and he takes it in, his second touchdown run of the night. And the score now 34-3, pending the extra point. So he's taking advantage of a couple of turnovers here, a couple of interceptions in the third quarter, and have been able to put a couple more touchdowns on the board. Snap is good. The kick is up. Low kick this time, but it's good. And it's 35-3 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here in Appleton, where the Wausau East Lumberjacks are taking advantage of some turnovers and have built a big lead here with 5:39 to play third quarter. They lead it 35-3. And Bryce Widmark will get set to kick off again. And the kick away, another good one, high, booming kick. And this time Flores from the 1 again, brings it ahead across the 10, the 15. And this time he's knocked down shy of the 25 at about the 24-yard line. Well, you got to have a lot of guts when you're as big as Flores is to come straight up the middle on a kickoff return at full speed. As we said, he's only 5'5", 135 pounds on the program. All right, Abilene West will take over here, first and 10 from their own 23-yard line. Have not been able to do much. Their 3 points right before halftime came as a result of a short field after a Bryce Widmark interception. They're taking a long time to get this play to the line. Some confusion now as to where everybody's supposed to line up. Man in motion is Flores, and they hand it to Flores. He's going to try to get the corner. He is able to get the corner and get the nice block, and he's off to the races now. The sidelines, pushed out of bounds, finally across the 45. Running him down and pushing him out of bounds was Adam Lennar, but not before he picked up big yardage. That's a pickup of about 25 yards on the carry for Flores. He got around the corner and then cut it back and got an inadvertent block from his wide receiver there, and that allowed him to pick up around another 10, 11 yards. First and 10 Terriers from their own 46, 47-yard line. Out of the gun, Herbst wants to throw. He throws, and it's caught. First down again, caught by Ty Zaremski. Just his fifth completion of the night. Pickup of about 12 on the catch by Zaremski. And all of a sudden, the Terriers are in East territory for one of the few times tonight. First and 10, Appleton West from the East 41-yard line. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Time they hand it off up the middle. Not much there. That was Connor Larson. Maybe got a yard to the 40-yard line. Marcus Welsh makes the initial hit for the Lumberjacks. Second down and 9. East football is brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. And also by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Second down and 9. Man in motion is Reader this time. Out of the gun. Herbst wants to throw. Looking. Has time. Now he throws it down to the middle field. Reader catches it, and he's going to go to the end zone for a touchdown. Touchdown, Appleton West. A 40-yard pass and catch from Herbst to Reader across the middle of the field. There were two or three Lumberjack defenders there, and nobody could get a hand on Reader as he allowed to make that catch. And it gives these Appleton West fans something to cheer about here on a beautiful 40-yard pass and catch from Herbst to Matt Reader across the middle of the field. There were at least two Lumberjack defenders near Reader, but they couldn't get a hand on him. And once he got behind them, he was gone. Bad snap. Now Herbst is going to try to throw for a two-point conversion here. Being pressured. Now he's going to run with it. Now he throws, and it's in the end zone, and it's complete. A two-point conversion, but a flag on the play. And I think it might be illegal, either illegal receiver downfield or else he went across the line of scrimmage when he made that throw. Let's see what it is. Illegal man downfield. Downfield, and that's going to wipe out that two-point conversion. I think one of the linemen was in the end zone when that throw was made. Could they get another shot at this? They're talking about it. I would imagine you'd take the penalty and that's it, right? Or do they get another shot at it? Or if you did... It's an illegal man downfield against Appleton West. Yeah, I guess they will get another shot at it. So they will be able to line up and try to kick the extra point again, but they'll back him up. Ball's going to be marked at the 9-yard line. or balls of the smoke and he snapped from the 9-yard line and marked at about the 15. So this is a 25-yard conversion now. Attempt for Ben Wendell. The snap was bad, and that's why Herbst tried it. Now the snap goes through his hands. Herbst is going to pick it up again. He's being chased. He throws, and it's going to be caught into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. Holy cow. That's the way you write it up, boy. The snap goes through the holder's hands. Herbst runs back. He's a sophomore. He was pretty cool right there. Rolled out. He was being chased by Romanski, who couldn't get there. He threw it. The ball was tipped into the end zone and caught for the 2-point conversion. And the score now 35-11. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. 4:07 to play here, third quarter. Lumberjacks will get the ball back as Appleton West will kick off, scoring the touchdown and the 2-point conversion. That was weird. Short line drive kick. They let it bounce. And then Justison tries to pick it up and kicks it out of bounds. The Lumberjacks will have it at their own 12-yard line, maybe the 13. But the young man let that ball bounce. They wanted Justison to pick it up. As he bent over to try to pick it up, he accidentally kicked it out of bounds. So East will have it first and 10 on their own 13. That was a weird sequence right there. Appleton West lined up to kick the extra point. The snap was bad. Herbst rolled out, threw it into the end zone for a 2-point conversion, but it was wiped out by an ineligible receiver downfield. So they try it again, back it up. The snap goes through Herbst's hands. He runs it down, throws it into the end zone again. It's tipped and then caught for the 2-point conversion for Appleton West. Now they try a direct snap to Becker. That's going nowhere. They didn't fool him that time. Becker loses yardage on that direct snap. And making the stop for Appleton West was Robert Otto. He was in the backfield and corralled Becker immediately. Ball back at the 9-yard line. A loss of 3 on the play. Second down and a long 13, maybe 14. East can't get complacent here even though they lead 35-11. 3:35 to play in the third quarter. Lots of time left. Widmark wants to throw. He throws. He's got a man that's caught by Nash. Out across the 15 to about the 17. Going to be shy of the first down, but they got a big chunk of the yardage back. Going to be a pickup of about 9 on that. So it's third down at about 4. Big third down play right here. East wants to keep those sticks moving and the clock moving as well. Widmark back to pass. Has time, looks, now pulls it down, rolls out right, looking again, still looking, being chased now, and throws it out of bounds. Probably going to be an illegal. I don't understand what he was thinking about right there. He was going to be sacked, and he just threw the ball away out of bounds. Nobody in the vicinity. That's going to be an intentional grounding. An easy call. And once again, Bryce Widmark just does not have the foot speed to get around the corner and avoid that kind of pressure. He had all day, though, to throw the football, just couldn't find anybody open. Third down, that was a third down play, but a loss of down on the intentional grounding. They're talking to Appleton West about what they want to do here. But the Terriers are going to get the football back here and in relatively good field position. They're going to back them up, so East will still have the ball. It's going to be third down and very long. Actually, it's going to be a loss of down. It's going to be fourth down, and Widmark will have to punt deep out of his own end zone. So that's just a horrible string of events right there, and all of a sudden, the Terriers have at least a pulse. He scored 2 quick touchdowns here in the second half, taking advantage of interceptions. But now Appleton West with a score, a 2-point conversion, and now he should get the ball back in pretty good field position. Widmark got in his own end zone, gets the punt away. It's a decent one. Reeder's going to take it on a run, though, at the 35, the 30, cuts back, gets a block, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and to the pylon, going to be short of the touchdown, though I believe it's a 1 or 2 yard line. couple of big blocks. Freed Reeder as he cut back across the field. One of the Lumberjacks is down injured. The officials are talking about it down near the front pylon. Appleton West wanted a touchdown right there as Reeder strung out. It is going to be first and goal from the one for Appleton West. And all of a sudden, the Terriers look like a different team. Matt Reeder, after catching a 40-yard touchdown pass, now takes a punt, catches at about his own 35-yard line on the run, reverses field, and takes it all the way down to the 1-yard line. We still have 2:35 to play here in the third quarter. And what looked like it was going to be a rout has all of a sudden turned into a game. Especially if they can punch it in right here, and you'd think from the 1-yard line they should be able to do that. First and goal from the one for the Terriers. Inside handoff and into the end zone, I believe. Or yes, he did. He got it in. Touchdown, Appleton West. Connor Larson with the score. And just like that, it's 35-17, ending the extra point. So these extra points have been exciting here the last couple of minutes. Let's see what they can do with this one. They will line up to kick the extra point. Ben Wedingle will attempt it if they can get the snap right. This time the snap is good. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 35-18 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football, Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Lumberjack football brought to you in part also by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators serving the community since 1964. 2:29 to play here, third quarter. East leading 35-18. But Appleton West has a pulse as they have scored two quick touchdowns here. After a long punt return, set them up first and goal at the one. East will get the football back. Another short kick. It's going to be taken by one of the up men. Across the 30 and then knocked out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. Taking that kick was Nick Bollinger, senior lineman. So East will have decent field position at their own 35 to start this possession. They got to get a few first downs here and run some clock. Not much time came off that clock as Appleton West scored those two touchdowns. Wilson splits out wide left. Gritzmacher wide right. Double wing right side out of the gunner Widmark. They're going to hand it off to Becker. He's going to try to bounce it outside. Left side, nothing there. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about all. A little tentative that time as he tried to find a hole. Nothing there, though. And it's going to be second down and 10 for the Lumberjacks. Becker had 113 yards unofficially in the first half. Yards are a bit harder to come by on the ground here in the second half so far. Second down and 10. Strong side right again. Widmark wants to throw. And he overshoots Wilson out of bounds, nowhere near where Sean Wilson could get a hand on that. Widmark is 3 out of 7 here in the second half. He has 14 completions for the game, 3 for touchdowns, 2 interceptions as well. Now some confusion as some personnel changes get on the field. It's going to be third down and 10. Widmark wants to throw. Little comeback screen to Justison. Gets a block. And a flag, and it's coming back. Justison's going to be knocked down short of the first down anyway. It's going to be probably a clip or a block in the back on East, which freed Justison there. And it will be on the Lumberjacks, and that'll come back. So once again, a penalty is going to take them out of the situation. Although Justison was short of the first down anyway, they would have probably had to punt. They'll get another crack at it with third down here, though. Penalty will be marked off from the 32, so that's going to go make it all the way back to the 22-yard line. And it's going to be third down and very long. They have to get to the 45 for a first down. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Becker behind Widmark in the gun. A minute 41 to play in the third. Here comes the blitz. They pick it up. Widmark avoids pressure, now steps up. Now he throws. Oh, it throws Wilson again. It would have been short of the first down anyway, and East will have to punt. All of a sudden, Appleton West has decided to play a little bit. They were pretty toothless in the first half, but they have really picked it up about midway through this third quarter. Picked it up on both sides of the football, and all of a sudden, East's defense needs to get a stop here. Widmark will punt it away. Here's the kick. And it's going to take a bounce out of bounds shy of the 50-yard line. It's going to give Appleton West the ball in East territory at the 44. They're going to mark it at the 43. So the Terriers with good field position to start this possession. First and 10 from the Lumberjack 44-yard line. I thought that's where it went out. 44 is where they'll mark it. Still a minute 30 to play third quarter. It's 35-18 Lumberjacks. They were up 35-3 in this game. Now play action. Herbst with a good fake. He wants to throw. He's got a man behind the defense. That's caught out of bounds inside the 25. Nick Hippus. And all of a sudden, Herbst is getting a lot of confidence here. He's 4 out of 5 here passing in the second half. That picked up about 20 yards on that pass and catch. East is going to call a timeout here. They're a bit shell-shocked, I think, right now. And their coaches want to have a conversation with them to try to stem the bleeding here. A minute 21 still to play third quarter. They lead it 35-18, so it's not panic time yet. But Appleton West has scored twice, and now they're moving the football again here. They have scored. They have scored 15 unanswered points. And now I have a chance to do it again here. First and 10 from the Lumberjack 24-yard line. This is like two different teams that we've seen here in orange jerseys here tonight. The team that played the first half and the first part of the third quarter, and the team that has played here since the middle of the third quarter. So the Lumberjacks will try to stiff it here. And Herbst, the sophomore, will run it out of the gun again. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Man in motion. Stops, that's Reeder. They're going to hand it off. Big hole up the middle. Here goes Flores inside the 10, down to the 8. Boy, that was a huge hole to run through right there. And he picked up about 15 on that carry. He's got two carries here in the second half for 40 yards. And he's got 54 on the ground total for the game. First down again. First and goal from the 9-yard line. Maybe the 8. Call it the 8. First and goal from the 8. Out of the gun again, Herbst. He rolls out. Wants to throw. He's got a man. That's Reeder. Reeder is going to break a tackle and get it in the end zone. Touchdown. Broke two tackles and got it in the end zone. An 8-yard touchdown pass from Herbst to Reeder with under a minute to play here in the third quarter. 3 unanswered touchdowns so far by the Appleton West Terriers. And now the extra point. Snap is good. Kick is up. Kick is good. It is now 35-25. It's a 10-point game with a whole quarter of football to go. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here in Appleton, and boy, is this a funny game. Coming into this game tonight, the Lumberjacks had scored 31 points total in three games. They have 35. Appleton West had scored 21 points in three games. They have 25. And they have scored three unanswered touchdowns. They will kick off again to the Lumberjacks with 53 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Short kick again. Going to take a bounce, grabbed. And now kind of reverse field back the other way. Breaks the tackle, brings it ahead across the 30. 35. That's going to be Tony Marquardt. He's going to be knocked down at about the 35-yard line. And East will have it first and 10 on their own 35-yard line. Well, I don't know if they just decided to relax or thought the game was in the bag when they were up 35-3. They scored two quick touchdowns in the third quarter after interceptions. And the score was 35-3, and it looked like it was over. Now, all of a sudden, Appleton West has scored three times, and it's 35-25. Widmark out of the gun. They're going to hand it off. This is Becker. He breaks a tackle, gets it out near the 40. Pickup of about four, maybe five on the carry. They're going to mark it shy of the 40-yard line. Second down and a long five, maybe six. I think they're going to have to call one more play here before the end of the third quarter. They let the clock go down to the 12-second mark. This will be the final play of the third quarter. They pitch it to Becker, trying to left side. Now he cuts it back, runs into a pile, got it out across the 40 to maybe the 42, 43 maybe, depending on where they mark it. It's going to be short of the first down, and that'll be the end of the third quarter. We'll take a timeout, come back with more. Lumberjacks are holding on, and they lead it by 10, 35-25. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back in Appleton, and what looked like was going to be a ho-hum affair in the second half has turned into a game, and this final 12 minutes should be very interesting. East leading 35-25. They have the football facing a third down and about two to try to keep those chains moving. East Football is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center, Comprehensive Orthopedic Podiatry Spine and Sports Medicine Care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or you can visit them online at bonejoint.net. Third down and two. Strong side right, Widmark out of the gun. They hand it off, now bouncing outside. First down, yardage for the Lumberjacks. Let's see who that was on the carry. That was Becker again on the carry. Across the 45 to about the 47. Pickup of about three or four on the carry, but more important, it's a first down, and the chains move, and the clock keeps moving. What you'd like here now is a nice, long, sustained drive and put any kind of points on the board. I don't care, touchdown, field goal, whatever. Widmark out of the gun. They're taking as much time now as they can between snaps. They're going to hand it off, keep it on the ground. Not much there for Becker that time. He's pushed backwards. Nowhere to go for Brennan Becker that time. Call it no gain. Can't get too ultra-conservative, though. I mean, their bread and butter, obviously, is passing the football. But they have not been able to do much of it effectively here in the second half. They've got a couple of big blockers in there. Romanski, I think that's Welsh as blockers. They're going to hand it off. This is Grady, and he bounces off one tackler. Got it across midfield to maybe the 49-yard line out of Appleton West. Going to be Welsh shy, though, of a first down. It'll bring up a third down and long. Call it a pickup of maybe three on the carry for Grady. Third down. And a long six. Third and six. Another key play right here. Wilson to the left. I think that's Gritzmacher over to the right. Widmark taking his time. Snap, pitch to Becker, trying the right side. Cuts it back, cuts it in, first down, Lumberjacks. Big play right there. Good blocking out in front of him as Becker took that pitch and then cut it back and got the first down, picked up just enough. Well, they're going to measure for it, but I think he's got it. Boy, that didn't even look close when he crossed. That's not a great mark. He was well past the first down marker when he landed. They marked him down. It looks like he still has it, according to that mark. Well, maybe not. Let's see. Yeah, it's going to be a first down, Lumberjacks, by a couple of inches. It should have been more than that, but we'll take it. First down, and the chains keep moving, and the clock keeps moving. A pickup of 6.5 for Brennan Becker right there. Clock down to 10 minutes to play in regulation. Lumberjacks leading by 10, 35-25. Now they're going to huddle up. The one thing when you run a fast-paced, no-huddle offense, when you're ahead and trying to kill clock, you got to do things a little bit differently. Gritzmacher goes wide right. Wilson out wide to the left again. I don't know where Tim Nash is. They've got the big blockers in the blocking package. They're going to keep it out of the ground. This is Becker again. Breaks one tackle still. Keeps those legs churning down inside the 40 to about the 36. Picked up an extra 4 or 5 yards on extra effort right there. Called a pickup of maybe 7 on the carry for Becker that time. And it's second down and 3. This is what you want, a long, sustained, grinded-out drive. They've got that big blocking package. You know, that's the first time where we've really seen that this year. Two big fullbacks set up. It's Romanski and I think it's Welsh. Now they're going to pitch it. This is Grady trying to get the corner. Stiff arms gets free. Breaks the tackle. Gets it down to the 30. That's going to be a first down. That stiff arm got him the first down as he came around the left side. Got it down to the 30-yard line. Pickup of about 6 or 7 on the carry for Grady there. And it's first down Lumberjacks at the Appleton West 30-yard line. So if nothing else, they're slowing down this Appleton West momentum and the 3 quick touchdowns that they were able to put on the board. Widmark's going to hand it off to keep it on the ground. This is Grady again, this time nowhere to go. Grady stacked up and driven backwards. Got maybe a yard. Call it second down and 9, but more important, the clock keeps moving. We're down to close to 8 minutes to play now. And they're getting close now, not too much farther, and they'll be in Bryce Widmark's range for a field goal. If, in fact, a drive would stall. He's tuddling up again as Widmark comes back in with the play. Gritzmacher goes out wide right. Tim Nash back in the game. Now a flag flies. Going to be a delay of game penalty against East. Boy, they're not going to get that very often this year. Considering they run the no huddle almost exclusively, very rare that they're going to get a delay of game penalty, but they got one right there. And that'll mark the ball back to the 34-yard line. So now second down and about 15. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Widmark looks like he's going to go to the air this time. No, they keep it on the ground. Becker right up the middle. Gets knocked down at about the 30-yard line. So they got the 5 yards back from a penalty. But now it's going to be third down and long. Third down and 10. But once again, that clock keeps moving. 7:13 to play here in regulation. Lumberjacks leading by 10. Both of these teams fighting and clawing, looking for their first victory of the season. Two receivers left. Two to right once again. Widmark wants to throw this time. Pump fake. Going to throw it down the field, and it is going to be intercepted. It was tipped up in the air by Reeder, and then intercepted by Kevin Hardison. Justison was there as well, trying to make a play on the ball, but once again, the pump fake, and Widmark threw it up into coverage. And it's as good as a punt, but it gives Avalon West the football back, but they are backed up. Their own 4-yard line is where that interception was made. Third pick of the game thrown by Bryce Widmark. And now it's up to the East defense. They've got to make Avalon West work for every yard. Herbst out of the gun, man in motion. They're going to put it on the ground right up the middle. Lumberjacks will take that all day. If they want to run it up the middle, down 10 points here with just under 7 minutes to play, it's going to be pretty tough. Pickup of maybe 2 on the carry for Connor Larson, excuse me. Second down and 8. Avalon West has all 3 of their timeouts remaining. East football brought to you in part by Ministry Healthcare, St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Two receivers right, 2 receivers left. Herbst out of the gun. He wants to throw back in his own end zone. He's being rushed. He gets away. Throws. He's got a man wide open. That's Reeder again. And he is going to be kept in bounds as he tried to get some extra yardage, but all the way out to the 30-yard line. Matt Reeder made the catch. He had a chance to go out of bounds and stop the clock. He didn't do it. Fought for a couple extra yards, but boy, stopping the clock would have been bigger right there. But once again, Reeder was wide open. And that's a pickup of about 24 or so on that pass and catch. Big second half for Matt Reeder. He goes in motion this time. First and 10. They're going to hand it off. Flores bounces it outside. Can he get the corner? He breaks one tackle, cuts it back, and then it's knocked down hard at about the 39-yard line. Picked up about 9 on that carry. And it is second down and short for Appleton West. Ball marked at the 39-yard line. Second down and about a yard and a half. But the clock keeps moving. 5:13 to play. Lumberjacks leading by 10. 4 receivers in the pattern again. Man in motion. Herbst wants to throw. He gets it out of the flat. There's nobody near. Reeder breaks the tackle and is knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be about the 48-yard line of Wausau East. How can Matt Reeder be that open? He's got to be their go-to guy. You got to believe East has got to get a couple of bodies on him wherever he goes. Instead, it's another first down for Avalon West inside East territory now at the 48-yard line.
First down
there. And a timeout called by the Lumberjacks. They want to take a breath here and talk about this. 4:56 to play, East leading by 10. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Football, Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Now we're back here in Appleton, fourth quarter. Lumberjacks leading 35-25. 4:56 to play. But Appleton West has scored 3 unanswered touchdowns here in the second half, and they have the football in East territory at the 48-yard line. First and 10. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Ethan Herbst, the sophomore quarterback, looks like a different player here in this second half. He rolls out on the play action. They set up a screen that's going to be incomplete. He short hopped his intended receiver as they set up a screen. And Herbst had to throw it over a couple of chasing defenders and short hopped his intended receiver, Ty Zaremski. Second down and 10. That's only his second incompletion here in the second half. Herbst is unofficially 6 out of 8 here in the second half. He is 9 out of 18 for the game. Back to the line they come. Second down and 10. Reader in motion. Herbst wants to throw. Now he's being rushed. Big sack. Marcus Welsh got in there and leveled Herbst all the way back into East Territory at the 43-yard line. And boy, did the Lumberjacks need that. Marcus Welsh, junior defensive lineman, landed on Herbst hard, and it will be third down and very long now. That may be the key defensive play of the game right there, if you don't count off the interceptions that set up the East scores. But boy, did East need this defensive stop right there, and they got it on the sack by Marcus Welsh. Abilene West is going to call a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Lumberjack football is brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. And also by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives fast with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Wausau East Lumberjack sports. Don't forget, next week the Lumberjacks will be back at Tom Field as they take on Appleton East in a 7 o'clock game. That'll be the first game of our doubleheader next week, followed by DC Everest as they host this Appleton West team at Steam Stadium. .423 to play here in regulation. Lumberjacks leading by 10. They led 35-3 in this game. In the second half, Appleton West had answered with 3 touchdowns, 2 extra points, and a 2-point conversion. And now they face a third down and very long. Third down and about 19. Out of the shotgun, Ethan Herbst. Reader goes in motion again. They're going to play action. Here comes the blitz. They set up the screen again. They've got it. There's one man to beat. Cutting it back is Zarensky. He's going to go to the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown Taylor on a screen pass that was perfectly set up. 3 blockers in front of Zarensky. Only one Lumberjack player was over there. And it went on a 3rd and 19. That went 61 yards for a touchdown. Yikes. All of a sudden, it's 35-31. The extra point is good. 35-32, 4:09 to play. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football, Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Bonta Bowl in Appleton. The Lumberjacks are stunned. They led this game 35-3. 29 unanswered points by the Appleton West Terriers. And now it's a 3-point game. 4:09 to play. Let's see if Appleton West tries an onside kick here. East has some hand players. Some hands players up front. Becker's up there. Ritzmacher's up there. They're going to kick it deep, and it's going to be taken back there, I believe. Is this Marquardt? Yeah, Tony Marquardt brings it ahead, runs into his own player, gets it out across the 30 to near the 35-yard line, and that's where the Lumberjacks will start here. So East controls their own destiny here. They have the football with 4:02 to play. Pick up a couple of first downs. Make Appleton West use their timeouts here. And see if they can run this clock out. Widmark will work out of the gun. They're going to keep it on the ground. Bouncing it outside. Now cutting it back. That's Becker, gets it up near the 40. Pick up about 5, maybe 6. Stays in bounds, though. That's the important thing. Keeps the clock moving. Call it 5 on the pickup, second down at 5. About midway through the third quarter, a light switch went on with this Appleton West team. They've been a different team for the last quarter and a half. Widmark taking as much time as he can before he calls the play. Now he'll get the snap, almost drew him offside. There's a handoff to Becker. Not much there, maybe a couple, maybe three. He's going to be short of the first down, got it out to about the 42-yard line. And it's going to be a third down and about two. Third down and two. Appleton West is letting the clock run. They're going to save those two timeouts. They just need a field goal to tie. But their kickers are straight ahead kickers, so I'm not sure how deep their range is. East has a big blocking package in here. They fumble a snap, they give it to Becker, he's not gonna get it. Woodlock wobbled a snap, and when he handed it to Becker, Becker got knocked down in the backfield. And once again, there's that try to pick up short yardage out of the gun. And the running back starting so far in the backfield. Appleton West will take a timeout here with 2:22 to play. And East will have to punt the ball away. It's fourth down and about a yard and a half from their own 42-yard line. So it's going to be up to the East defense. And I'll tell you what, in the last quarter and a half, the East defense has not been able to stop anything. For the first 2.5 quarters, the East defense looked very good. But for the last quarter and a half, they've looked like they've looked the last couple of weeks. And that's not so good. 35-32 Lumberjacks, 2:22 to play in regulation. And East facing a fourth down. They have to punt the ball away. This Appleton West student, the section, and now the adults getting on their feet as well. Both teams winless coming into this tonight's game. Now East has to hurry. They're going to go for it here. Now they're going to try to draw him offside. No, they're going to go for it. And Becker, did he get there? Yes, he did. First down. Second effort got him across the 45 to the 46. I think they might have caught Appleton West by surprise right there. I don't think anybody thought they were going to go for it. They came in, lined up, and quickly snapped the football, and Becker got the 2 yards he needed for a first down. What a gutsy call by Scott Malley, and the head coach of the Lumberjacks right there. Because if they don't get that, Appleton West would have only needed about 15 or 20 yards to set up the tying field goal. Right now, it's first and 10 Lumberjacks as we go under 2 minutes to play. Widmark hands it off. Just safe runs. Both hands on the football for Becker as he gets across the 45 to about the 46. Pickup of two. Call it, or maybe one. Call it second down and nine. But more important, the clock keeps moving. I don't think... Does Appleton West have a timeout left? One timeout remaining. The scoreboard... One timeout remaining for Appleton West here. Wilson left, but they're not going to run the football now. He's called a timeout, I think, before the ball is snapped. I saw Coach Malley over there signaling to the official they weren't going to get that play off, so they called a timeout, their final timeout, with a minute 11 to play here in regulation. But boy, oh boy, we'll be talking about that fourth down call for a while. Fourth down and two from their own 43-yard line with the game on the line, up 3 points. I think everybody in the place figured a punt. And with Widmark, you never know because he's the punter and the quarterback. They came out quickly, lined up in a tight formation, handed it off to Becker, and he was able to power ahead just barely for the first down. East football brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Appleton was showing blitz. They might have tried, and they did. They hard count through one of the terrors offside. Or is it going to go against East? I think that was offside, right? It is going to be against the Terriers. That's going to be an offside call. Hard count drew one of the Terriers to jump. Coach Brent Ingen didn't like it. Thought that somebody in the East line moved. But it will be 5 yards against the Terriers, bringing the ball into Appleton West territory at the 49-yard line. And it'll set up a second down and about four, maybe five. Second down and four, call it, because Becker picked up one on that carry. Get another first down, and you may be able to write the epitaph on this one. As a handoff and slipping down in the backfield at the 50-yard line was Becker, and now Appleton West will take their final timeout with 58 seconds remaining. Third down now and five, the ball right at the 50-yard line. Becker tried to cut and slipped and went down in the backfield. This has been a very bizarre game. Lumberjacks were in command. They led it 35-3 after scoring two quick touchdowns in the third quarter after interceptions. But since the 5:39 mark of the third quarter, East has not scored. Appleton West has scored four touchdowns. And it is a three-point game here, 35-32, but the Terriers are running out of time. They have no timeouts remaining. And if East can get a first down here, they can run the clock out. But they're 5 yards away, and it's third down. I'm sure that Coach Malian at this point wants his offense to finish this game. His defense in this fourth quarter has not been able to do much to stop this Appleton West Terror team. Now the officials are huddling up about something. Having a conversation with the Appleton West head coach about something. All right, looks like we're ready to go now. Third down and five for the Lumberjacks. They need to get to the 45-yard line of Appleton West for a first down. The ball is right at midfield. They put that time back on the clock. There's a minute eight now on the clock. So they put some time back on the clock here. They put 10 seconds back on the clock. Third down and five, tight formation. Boy, Appleton West has everybody up near the line of scrimmage. Now we get another stoppage of play. The officials are talking about something again. I think the East coaches wanted to know why there was time being put on the clock. Now one of the officials is talking to the referee. Still having a conversation. I tell you what, Appleton West has everybody up on the line of scrimmage. If you have the guts to call a little pass here over the middle, just release your tight end or somebody. He'd be able to run for everybody. There's nobody back for Appleton West. They're bringing everybody to try to stop what they think is going to be a run. And if you could release somebody past the line of scrimmage, you might be able to break a big play here. Now they're talking about the clock again. Now they're going to change it again and put 101 on the clock, the way it sounds. 101 on the clock. So we were moving right along here, but now a long stoppage of play to discuss the clock. So now, third down and five, the officials still huddling up, and I don't think they're still convinced that they have it right. They've changed the clock twice, and I don't think they're convinced that it's still right. Well, this has sucked all of the air and excitement out of this stadium right now. For a Now they think they have it right. A minute one remaining on the clock. Well, it's all going to be moot if East can get a first down here. Because Appleton West cannot stop the clock again. All right, Lumberjacks come to the line. Now it's back to 1:08 on the clock. A minute eight on the clock. Terriers have everybody up. They hand it off, and it's going nowhere. Maybe lost a half a yard on that. Becker on the carry, and nowhere to go. So now, they're stopping the clock again. Now, why are they stopping the clock now? The official on the far side and talking to the referee, why is the clock stopped? It's fourth down and five. And they're still talking. And now the official referee is going over to have a talk with the East coaching staff. They probably want to know why they was put it back to a minute eight. It was at 57 seconds, then it was put to a minute eight, then it was put to a minute one, and then it was put back to a minute eight. And now it's at 57 again. I'm not blaming the clock guy. That's the instructions they're getting from down on the field. I don't think the guys in the striped shirts know what they're doing at this point in time. They're still talking about it. All right. The thing is, the East defense is going to have to come up with a couple of stops here. Lumberjacks are going to have to punt here. And they're still talking. This is incredible. We thought we were going to have an exciting finish to this game about 10 minutes ago. And we're still sitting here with 57 seconds on the clock, at least right now. That could change again. Stay tuned. All right, I think everybody has agreed now. Fourth down and five, maybe six. And they're going over to talk to East coach Scott Malley, and he's not getting words that he likes. He thinks there should be more time off the clock. He's not going to get it. 57 seconds on the clock. East has to punt the football. The clock should be running. The clock should be running, and they still haven't started it. Now they start the clock. Fourth down and five, Widmark in punt formation at the 35-yard line. They're going to let as much time go off as they can. The snap is good. Widmark gets the punt away. Takes a bounce, takes another bounce. Now picked up. And that will finish the ball game. The punt bounced twice. And Matt Rader couldn't handle it at about the 15-yard line. And as good as Matt Rader has played here in the second half, Sam Romanski came out of the pile with the football, and East will have it. And the ball is going to be at the 15-yard line, and the Lumberjacks will be able to run the clock out here with 33 seconds to play. Haven't had a game like this in a while, I'll tell you that. Appleton West cannot stop the clock. Tight formation, Widmark under center. He'll take a knee. And the Appleton West Terriers, who made a great run here in the second half, will come up short. And the Lumberjacks, who had a big lead, will hold on and get their first win of the year. And what looked like was going to be a blowout game, it turns into a thriller, and the Lumberjacks win it by a score of 45-32. We'll come back and recap this one. It may take a while. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Appleton, where the Lumberjacks get their first win of the year in thrilling fashion, holding off a spirited Appleton West team 35-32. The Lumberjacks jumped out in front of this one. In fact, they led at one point 35-3 early in the, about midway through the third quarter, and Appleton West was able to power their way back with four unanswered touchdowns before East recovers a fumbled punt to run out the clock at the end of the game. Let's take a look at the scoring first of all in this one. The Lumberjacks got on the board in the first quarter at the 5-11 mark. It was a 23-yard touchdown pass from Bryce Widmark to Jake Justison. The extra point made it 7-0. East added another touchdown at the 1:39 mark of the first quarter. With a minute to 39 left, Brennan Becker, a 6-yard touchdown run. The extra point made it 14-0. In the second quarter, 6:58 remaining, a 6-yard touchdown pass from Widmark to Cam Gritzmacher. The extra point made it 21-0. And then a field goal before the end of the half. Ben Weddingall of Appleton West kicked a 23-yard field goal, and the score was 21-3 at halftime. Early in the second half, once again, it was all Lumberjacks. They got a couple of interceptions, including one on a fake punt. Cam Gritzmacher caught his second touchdown pass of the game, a 15-yarder, with 6:46 remaining in the third quarter, and then with 5:39 remaining in the third, Brennan Becker, his second touchdown run of the night, 3 yards. The extra point made it 35-3. After that, it was all Appleton West. They scored their first touchdown on a 40-yard pass from Ethan Herbst to Matt Reeder, a 2-point conversion after two failed attempts to try to kick the extra point, and one failed attempt, a penalty on a 2-point conversion throw. They actually threw a second 2-point conversion, got it to go, and it was 35-11. They quickly scored again, 2:29 remaining in the third, a 1-yard run by Connor Larson, the extra point 35-18, and they forced East out again, got the ball back, and with 53 seconds remaining in the third, they scored on an 8-yard pass from Ethan Herbst to Matt Reeder again. The extra point was good, 35-25. And then a 61-yard screen pass on a third down and 19 play in the fourth quarter from Herbst to Zaremski, Ty Zaremski, and the extra point made it 35-32. East was able to pick up a key first down. They faced a third down and they faced a fourth down and two. A punting situation from near midfield. After a timeout, they came back out, immediately lined up to run the football, and Brennan Becker picked up the first down, and that enabled East to run more time off the clock. They then were forced to punt the ball away, but Matt Reeder bobbled the punt. East recovered. Sam Romanski recovered the punt, and East was able to run the clock out for the victory. Turnovers today, Aiden Schein had a fumble recovery, and Romanski had a fumble recovery. And interceptions for the Lumberjacks, Brennan Becker had one, and also an interception for East went to the youngster, the sophomore, Corey Cornea. And those were the turnovers in the game. Matt Grady also had a blocked punt for East early in the contest. Let's take a look at the stats. For Appleton West, unofficially, 341 yards of total yardage in the game, 114 rushing, and 227 through the air. Matt Reeder, 6 catches for 128 yards. Flores had 1 for 5. Zaremski, 2 for 73. Hippus, 1 for 20. 227 yards of passing offense for Appleton West in this one. Herbst was 10 out of 19, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. For the Lumberjacks, Brennan Becker was the workhorse. 38 carries for Brennan Becker tonight, 163 yards. Grady had 8 carries for 27, 290 yards on the ground for East, 124 through the air. Tim Nass had 3 catches, make that 4 catches. Cam Gritzmacher with 4 catches and a touchdown. Jake Justison with 4 catches and a touchdown as well. Bryce Widmark, 14 of 25 through the air. 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions in the game. So it was a wild one, but the Lumberjacks hold on and get their first win of the year. With the victory, they improved to 1-1 in the Valley Football Association Northern Division and 1-3 overall. With the loss, Appleton West drops to 0-2 in the division and 0-4 overall. Next up for the Lumberjacks, they play at home. They've got Appleton East at Tom Field next week. Excuse me, we'll have the game for you right here. And Appleton West will travel to Steam Stadium to take on DC Everest next Friday night. Once again, East Football is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. So, once again, the Lumberjacks get their first win of the year, holding off Appleton West in the fourth quarter and winning tonight by a score of 35-32. Thanks to Spencer, our engineer, back in the Fox Sports studios. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again, and thank you for listening. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Lumberjack Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.